From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We get to talk about amateur radio and what it entails, but we seldom think about the things that go along with the hobby for many people. There is much more to do than just get on air and discuss equipment on the internet. For many years, collecting has been a great adjunct to radio. By that I mean people collecting things that relate to areas of interest in this hobby becomes a pursuit of its own. In the early years of experimental radio, just accumulating enough parts to make a receiver or transmitter was an end in itself. Then as costs came down and technology advanced, the bypassed items became mementos and then collectibles. There are innumerable collections of Morse keys, headphones, radio valves, and then there are those vast collections of equipment that have been saved from junkyards and landfill and now form a valuable source of historical memorabilia. Then there are the paper records of how electronics and radio generally has changed, from QSL cards, logbooks, magazines and textbooks. The ways of creating a rewarding collection are many and varied. The clubs that have their own permanent rooms are fortunate to be able to house some of these collections when members pass them on. Clubs that share rooms can also contribute by encouraging members to start their own collections and to learn the finer points of the material of their interest. Stamp collecting has been popular, and some philatelists actually specialise in radio-related issues. Just think that those components at the bottom of your junk box could be the inspiration of a collection or display. How about sharing the other things you do and study? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Hi. I'm Paul, VK4PY. In 6 days, the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society will hold their annual Ham Fest on Saturday, the 11th of November, here on the Gold Coast. The event will be held at the Albert Waterways Hall, which is on the corner of Sunshine Boulevard and Hooker Boulevard at Mermaid Waters, opposite Pacific Fair. Entry prices are still the same, with $7 per person and $10 for a family, with doors open to the public from 8 a.m. Some of the tables that have been purchased for the event are supplies to the industry, along with other fellow amateurs and other clubs. Once again, we're having the very popular bacon and egg muffins, as well as other items for the barbecue. To book a table or other info, go to www.gcars.com.au and look for the Hamfest tab or email hamfest@gcars.com.au. See you hopefully at a Hamfest on the 11th of November. I'm Paul, VK4PY, and you're tuned to VK4WIA and the Q News.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.